streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, Greg Cosell, 40 years at NFL Films. If you play fantasy football, you bet on football, or you just want to get smarter in football, Greg Cosell will be joining us in 1 hour. I'm rolling up my sleeves right now. Putting in a work day, Joy. Messing around today.
You're getting your hand in the dirt. You're a working man.
Anybody got a hoe or a shovel around here? It's time to really put an honest day's work in. Joy Taylor is joining me.
That didn't
last long.
I got to say, I am surprised. I did not think it would happen before the end of the season. It was... I didn't think it would be there next year, but I definitely did not think it would happen this soon.
All right, so... oftentimes, what makes you great at one job can be your undoing in another. Urban Meyer is, outside of Nick Saban, to me, the best college football coach ever. He was also immediately a big hit on television. Go look up the articles from critics. He's a great college football coach. Outside of Saban, best ever. He was a fantastic television personality. He will be able to do both again. Probably by 6 months. he can choose his jobs with those two. Yeah, that's the way it works. But that could have been his undoing, and it's happened multiple times. College guy goes to the NFL. Because in the NFL, you got to get buy-in very quickly. These are pro athletes. Okay, you got to get buy-in. Urban never did. He could never stay ahead of the stories. But in the NFL, it's working with people, not bulldozing people, overwhelming people, strong personality, alpha over people. In the NFL, it's a temperamental billionaire. They're impatient. It is a powerful agent trying to get you to sign his player at his price. Paid professional players. A front office, an executive wing That, by the way, the minute you lose, they're stabbing you in the back because they want to keep that job and that nice house on the golf course. And in college, the coach is the star. I mean, as good as Bryce Young is, Nick Saban keeps winning national titles. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Well, he won 7-8 national titles, he has 7-8 different quarterbacks. And I love Bryce Young. Some of the guys play in the NFL, some don't. Some get drafted, some don't. Nick's the star. And in college, that big personality, Jim Harbaugh, Steve Spurrier, Barry Switzer, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, all those guys I just mentioned, they were all fired in the NFL, and often quickly and embarrassingly so. So what makes you a rock star in one sport or one arena or one industry can be your undoing in the other. And especially for Saban, Urban, Chip Kelly, and Spurrier. Those four especially. They just didn't get buy-in. Jimmy Johnson and Bill Walsh, college to the pros, were very bad early. But they got buy-in. Jimmy Johnson brought a bunch of college coaches to the NFL. But he had his draft chart. He had the support of Jerry Jones. They came in together. And he got buy-in very quickly. So let's start with that. What makes Urban great at two things is his undoing in the other. You can't bulldoze people in the NFL. You can't. You got to work with people. I mean, Belichick and Kraft. Belichick and Brady. You know, you're just not going to tell Tom, you're going to take less money. You're going to talk to Tom and Don Yee, and there's massage. You got to massage the message constantly in the NFL. It's not a bad thing. It's life. In college, you don't really have to do that. I mean, Charles Barkley in television, I got a big personality. This is my opinion. I'm not bending. That's why he's a star. Because he's not meek. He's not worried about being PC. He's just going to tell you what he thinks. So let's start with that. The second thing is, can we be honest? Everybody in the media, they're all so smart. Everybody on Twitter is so smart. Folks, this stuff's hard. Bill Belichick got fired. Andy Reid got fired. Pete Carroll got fired twice. Okay, Pete would have been fired three times if not for finding Russell Wilson in the third round. By the way, here's how hard it is. If Jacksonville did not hire Urban Meyer, you know who they would have hired? Robert Saleh. Oh, wait, it's a total disaster in New York. Arthur Smith. Doesn't look great to me in Atlanta. Or Eric Bieniemy. Certainly qualified, but not sure if you've noticed the Chiefs' offense has regressed badly. That's with Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, the rookie of the year at center. This stuff is hard. But you know what generally saved Bill Walsh and saved Pete Carroll? Do you know what saved Jimmy Johnson? A great quarterback. That's it. And Trevor Lawrence is talented, but he's not close to a great NFL quarterback yet. Bill Walsh was 2-4 and 6-10. He was a disaster. Year three, he takes a backup, Joe Montana, makes him a starter, and we're like, oh boy, that Bill Walsh, he is unbelievable. I read stories 4 weeks ago. You all wanted Kyle Shanahan and Brian Flores out. I went and looked at him this morning. But then the quarterback situation settled, Garoppolo and Tua, and now we're all like, are they? Those guys really know what they're doing. Pete got Russell Wilson. Belichick got Brady. Jimmy got Troy. Bill Walsh drafted, developed Joe Montana. This stuff is hard. If they ever write a book on how to win in the NFL, chapter one, get a star quarterback. Chapter two, protect star quarterback. Chapter three, develop star quarterback. Chapter 4, fire coordinator, get a better offensive coordinator. Chapter 6, get the quarterback weapons. Chapter 7, make sure you sign him to a long-term deal. The whole league is this now. The whole league is this. It used to be when I grew up, you could have a star running back, and you were like, yeah, and a run team. That team's more of a run team. That's not the way it works anymore. So now, did I think Jacksonville was the perfect spot for Urban Meyer? Absolutely. I said it on the air. If he was going to work, it wasn't going to be in Chicago. That's a pro town. It wasn't going to be in Pittsburgh, pro town. It wasn't going to be in New York or Boston. I felt from the very beginning, if it's going to work, Jacksonville's the place. It's a college town. It really is. It's a college town. Florida Gators are way bigger than the Jaguars. It's a very small, at times provincial media, kind of protective media. They're not going to go after you. He was going to have sand personnel. Shad Khan, to be honest with you, the Jaguars' history is they're kind of patient, actually. They'll give you an extra year. And he had Trevor Lawrence. But in the end, it was that strong personality thing. What makes him so great on TV, what makes him so great in college, it was the undoing for Harbaugh in San Francisco. After a while, the owner and the GM couldn't stand him. Chip Kelly fought with Howie Roseman, the owner. Nick Saban. I mean, there's legendary stories. He got buy-in from two or three players. In the end, they got rid of him. Urban Meyer. Barry Switzer inherited the best roster in football. A couple years later, he's out. What makes you a TV star and a college football star? The alpha, the bulldozing capability to overpower people is often your undoing. But I'll say this, not because I know Urban, and I don't know him well, but I know Urban. Stuff is hard. Everybody today joins the avalanche. I told you so. This stuff is really, really hard. And we live in a nation and we live in a world now that's not very patient. It's not very patient. You know, I keep saying this about Matt Nagy of the Bears. He got Mitch Trubisky to the playoffs twice. You guys all have him as a clown show. I'm like, if you want to fire him, fire him. But I don't know. That seems like an accomplishment to me. And I'm in no way defending Urban. It was a mess. He never got in front of it. He felt collegey. He never got the buy-in. The Tebow stuff was nonsense. The Iowa strength and conditioning coach, I mean, give me a break. And he never was able. Jimmy Johnson could do it. Jimmy was bad early, and Jimmy brought more college guys in than Urban did. But Jimmy was able to get the buy-in. Urban could never get it. Media didn't buy into him. The players didn't buy into him. I don't think the executives bought into him. And it doesn't matter. If you go into a new place, so much of it is, do the people in the room buy into you? And they never did in Jacksonville. So tonight, this is really, it's really good. So my wife's been away for a couple weeks. And, so, you know, I go home and watch, you know, I go home and watch sports. I watched the Laker game last night, Jazz game. So Thursday nights are big for me. I get a football game and tonight's an interesting one. Justin Herbert against Patrick Mahomes. And a PFF this morning had a lot of these analytic stats. And like Justin Herbert, second, third in the league and all this stuff. It's really good. And I just want to throw this out. If he beats Mahomes tonight and goes 2-0 against Patrick Mahomes, because we all decided Patrick was going to be the great quarterback for 15 years and win 10 Super Bowls, will we have some new evidence in his own division that Justin Herbert is just as good as Patrick Mahomes? And oh, by the way, he's actually, the data suggests he's better. Mahomes came into the league with Andy Reid. Coaches sort of matter in the NFL. A ready-to-win team. Remember, Alex Smith got him to the playoffs. Justin Herbert came in with the worst offensive line in the league. They were 5-11 the year before, and a head coach, Anthony Lynn, who was trying to find his way. Now, Justin Herbert has a better offensive line. It's very similar to Kansas City's. It's not top five, but it's good. And he's got a better head coach. And it's interesting. He's 1-0 this year against Mahomes and has looked better on most Sundays. The interesting thing about Herbert is when I watch him, and I watch all these young quarterbacks like Josh Allen, Kyler, Lamar Jackson, and again, Josh Allen, I feel like the mobility completes them or at some point compensates for something. I don't feel that way with Justin Herbert. He's an old school pocket quarterback. Oh, by the way, he moves really well. It's almost like Jamie Foxx. Oh, he can sing too. Jamie Foxx is hysterically funny. I went to the ESPYs once where he was host. He's hysterically funny. He's a great actor. If you took away the singing, you'd still be like, he's one of the five most talented people I've ever seen. But he can sing. It's like that with Justin Herbert. If you took away the mobility, I'd be like, he has a 4.2. He's Andrew Luck without any of the reckless. I mean, he'll throw interceptions, but they're like young quarterback interceptions. He doesn't see a linebacker. He doesn't read the coverage right. But he'll throw picks, right? They all do. But he's Andrew Luck if he wasn't reckless, and he's Josh Allen, but way more refined. He's not learning to figure out the quarterback position. And he's a really old school, sit in the pocket, big kid, and throw darts. And like Jamie Foxx, it's cool that he can sing, but I don't feel like it completes him. And it's cool that he can run, but it wouldn't really matter. Trent Dilfer talked about Justin Herbert on our Monday show.
The talent was undeniable. I don't think there's anybody that looked at him from a talent standpoint and didn't see it. But just nobody knew his intangible stuff. And he's not just uber talented. He's also, he has the locker room. He's a tough guy. He plays big and critical moments. His work ethic is unparalleled. This kid does all the lonely stuff that most players aren't willing to do. He's the complete package. I think we're only starting to see the tip of the iceberg on how good Justin Herbert can be.
He's not terribly flashy, but one of the things I love about Herbert is his discretion. I'm always impressed. Favre never had this. Favre had a great arm and wanted to show it off all the time. And that's why he led the NFL in interceptions. Herbert has a cannon, doesn't use it that much. And you don't have to convince him not to use it. That is a gift. A Hall of Fame receiver, Chris Carter, once said, if you got a great singing voice, you're going to use it. You're going to sing in the car. You're going to sing in the shower. Sometimes talent's a burden, right? Like, you have so much talent, you don't have to work as hard. You have so much talent, you're complimented all the time. You get a little soft. Like, Herbert's got all the talent and the size and the arm and the mobility, but he uses it with discretion. That tells me he's secure with himself. He's really smart. He's got self-awareness. And that stuff, over the course of a career, Brady's a great example, is just as important, the intangibles, usually, as the tangibles. So I can't wait for that tonight. Chargers at home against Kansas City. We got a lot of news going on today. Greg Cosell, top of next hour.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You're now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible Great Rates with None of the Bull. Greg Cosell, top of next hour. So yesterday I talked to Mary Kay Cabot. She's terrific. She's been covering Cleveland forever. And if you covered the Browns forever, you just deserve credit for that. And she's terrific. And we had, it's on my podcast. We talked about a lot of the things happening now. They've got a COVID breakout. The quarterback, you know his name right behind me, other side. He may not play. They get a bad break. The game's on Saturday. Stefanski's got it. Big Cleveland's got this horrible COVID breakout. They're not sure if some of the players will be back by Green Bay. You know, years and years ago, I got some great advice. And it was actually from a football coach. I don't know where he is now. He said, I was about to get married. And he said, you know, marriage, there's got to be easy days. Because you're going to have problems. And there's going to be fights and arguments. But it can't be hard. You should be able to sit down, watch TV with this person all the time. And just have a wonderful night. Just watching TV together. Just makes you happy. Because there's going to be problems if you have kids and there's finances and there's jobs and there's moving and there's deaths in the family and there's illnesses. So it's not constructed to, I mean, listen, in college you live with roommates. You get tired of them after the first year. When you're young and single, you have roommates. They wear you out and they're your best friends. Like, relationships are hard. You got to find easy days. And everything in Cleveland is just too hard. I mean, just take you-know-who's 3-4 years there. Agitation, drama, injuries, uneven, fired coaches. Even this month, you got a COVID breakout. Now they got to face the Packers in Lambeau seeking the number one seed. And then they have to go to Pittsburgh. It's going to be Big Ben's potential last game at Heinz. That's going to be a zoo. That's coming off releasing OBJ, his dad releasing video. This is why culture matters so much. Because the Rams, they've had issues too. The Todd Gurley situation was a mess, but they solved it really quickly. And New England had Tom Brady surprise them and leave. And a year later, they solved it really quickly. And the Baltimore Ravens, Joe Flacco suddenly can't play, and they solved it really quickly. This league is hard, and there are problems at every turn. Every turn. Kansas City, we got to find two new tackles. And yet they did. That's why culture matters. And then there's about seven teams in this league. Even when they briefly win, it feels so hard. The Jets and the Lions and Washington and Cleveland. And it's just always so hard. Getting out of your own way is a really important thing in this league. And I just look at this week and I'm like, okay, here's Cleveland. This last month, it sets up perfectly, and now they have this. And it's like, is it a coincidence? Is it bad luck? Don't you kind of make your own luck in this league? It's just, for some organizations, everybody faces tire fires. But the Kansas City and Baltimore and the Rams and New England, they just have a way of getting past them really quickly. Everything, even the good days, seem way too hard for Cleveland. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
What a fun night of basketball the past couple nights.
I watched two games. It was great.
Yeah, well, LeBron and the Lakers survived in overtime with a 107-104 victory over the Mavs, who were playing without Luka last night. LeBron had 24 points. Westbrook scored 23, and AD had 20. But that's not the story of the night. The story of the night was undrafted rookie Austin Reeves, who saved the day by hitting a game-winning three to clinch the victory. And this was quite the scene. Some really exciting games last night. The Heat won in the last minute as well.
Look at Westbrook and Reeves right here. Watch when they go.
I know. And then, like, he's so excited he forgets there's still 0.9 seconds left. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me not be the reason that they get a shot off at half court. It was a fun scene. That was a really fun ending to the game.
It was the strangest ending. So three things happened that rarely do. Westbrook hit a crucial three.
Yes.
A guy banked in a three, and then a rookie hit a game-winning three.
Undrafted rookie.
So it was.
He's been putting in some good minutes for them. He had 15 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists last night.
He can shoot.
And the team celebrated him as well, which social media had some fun with. Look, it's a big win on the road.
Sure.
Like I like when people are like, oh, they're acting like they won a championship. They did just win a championship. This isn't a team that doesn't win championships.
Look at this.
It's really funny. It's funny. That and was... I guess we have a nickname for him, AR-15. I don't have a problem with this.
It's
a
fun.
Big moment. It's on the road. Yeah. I don't care that Luka didn't play.
It's a long season.
It's a long season.
Find joy.
Yeah, they're dealing with all kinds of rumors. And yeah, enjoy those moments. I know everybody wants to overreact to it, but like you can't really use the act like you've been there before with the Lakers. They've kind of been there before.
Yeah.
It doesn't really apply. But it was a fun night of NBA the past couple nights. So DeAndre Hopkins, not good news, is expected to miss the rest of the regular season due to a knee injury he suffered Monday night against the Rams.
Yeah.
It's reportedly his MCL, and he will need surgery to repair it. They need to stabilize it. He's looking at a six-week recovery.
So that means second round of the playoffs.
There's a chance he can return if the Cardinals make a deep playoff run. His injury before this was a hamstring injury. And he missed three games with that injury. So this is a different injury. Before that injury, he had 35 receptions for 486 yards and seven touchdowns in eight games. Since he returned the last two games, he's had seven receptions for 86 yards and two touchdowns. He's not had a game over 100 yards this season.
But the good news is, Joy, they got a lot of firepower. James Conner's been terrific. Christian Kirk. I thought A.J. Green the other night was good.
They have Rondale Moore, Zach Ertz.
Rondale Moore's terrific rookie. They have Zach Ertz. So it's like one of those teams.
And Kyler Murray gets yards for you as well.
So when I read this story, I was like, all right, I got to bring the weapons is not an issue for this franchise.
I mean, obviously you don't want to lose someone like DeAndre Hopkins. He's the best, if not the second best, whatever your preference is, receiver in the league. So it's not, one touchdown in the last, in the last two games. It's not ideal, obviously. Like this is not, especially at this point in the season, to be losing him, but they do have other weapons, and outside of the Rams game, they've been playing well. So, and they were able to win three games without Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins. So they'll figure it out, but obviously not great news. Hopefully they'll get him back. So the early signing period for college football began yesterday.
Yes.
One of Colin's high holidays.
Oh, gosh. I really have no social life at all, especially with my wife out of town. I was on websites all day yesterday.
What's your take, before I get to the story, what's your take on the tossing of the hats?
I'm rooting for interesting and fun. And if the kids want to do that stuff, you're 18 years old. A lot of these kids, they've put so much time into it. If they're going to be goofy with the hats, I don't
get crazy. It doesn't bother me either.
Does it bother people, you think?
Yeah, I think some people feel like it's like disrespectful to the other schools, but it's like, you know what? There's winners and losers.
They're kids. They're 18
years. And they
worked
really hard for this.
Yeah.
And like, they're not getting all these scholarship offers because they're mailing it in.
By the way, all these people that say it's disrespectful, do you turn in to watch?
Yeah.
Yes, it's drama. Yeah, the kids.
You did just watch the whole video.
Yeah, so it's
so like the purpose of that was
worked.
Completed.
By the way, the winning school on that, and even the losing school, they get their hat out there. It's free.
Right.
If a superstar chooses Ohio State over Clemson, Clemson gets pub too.
I do think it's hilarious though when like the parents are sitting next to them and the parents are so convinced that they know what the kid is going to do and then they just pull a fast one. Well, Texas A&M had the top recruiting class so far. They edged out Georgia and Alabama, who were also in the running for the top spot.
Oh, it's interesting. So A&M, Georgia, and Bama had the best team. So maybe the SEC isn't overrated. They do have a lot of good players.
Yeah, and maybe the same schools would always get the top players, despite NIL are still getting the top players. Texas A&M had an 8-4 record, but obviously beat Alabama on a last-second field goal this year. Travis Hunter, though, decommitted, the number one recruit in the country, from Florida State to join Deion Sanders at Jackson State, which I think is an amazing story. And for all those people complaining about NIL and it being unfair, like that's an example of how an HBCU can benefit from NIL getting the top recruit in the country. Now, obviously, Deion Sanders is clearly an incredible
recruiter. And had a great first year.
Yeah. So he's doing an amazing job there. And did you see his video?
No.
His was actually really elaborate. So he had the hats and stuff, and then like had another hat and then took it off and then unzipped it and had.
Oh, no, I saw that kid. Yeah. Yes, I saw his. Yeah. I thought it was fine. My takeaway was it's like Instagram. It's yours. Do what you want with it. Right. The kid, it was his time. Do what you want with your time.
And the most important news from yesterday is that my nephew, Mason Taylor, is going to LSU. So we got a Tiger in the family.
So you have an Arizona Wildcat.
Yes. An LSU. Isaiah is with Jed Fish at Arizona, and Mason will be going to LSU.
By the way, Arizona had a really interesting day. They got some momentum going.
Well, it's like going to take a little time to build some things there, yeah. But they have a young team, and I'm very excited for college football next season.
Oh, so am I. I love it. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live
News. I was talking to Russillo last night, my buddy Ryan Russillo. We were watching NBA games, both of us probably alone. He takes notes. I don't. But nonetheless, Ryan Russillo, the ringer, host of the Ryan Russillo podcast, brought to you by Mercedes. All right, so when I went to bed, Urban Meyer was a coach. I woke up, Urban Meyer's not a coach. My takeaway was pretty simple, Ryan, which is a lot of these NFL big, powerful personalities, it ends quickly and embarrassingly, and it just they don't get buy-in from players. Jimmy Johnson was able to lose early and get buy-in. Urban did not get buy-in. I'm interested. Well, what is your takeaway on of the many reasons it may have failed? What's your takeaway on it?
I guess I'm surprised it went this bad. And I've always felt the NFL is very protective of the NFL part of it.
Yeah.
Whenever we look at college guys going in, there's immediate doubt. And it's like, you know, people still think that like Nick Saban would have been able to figure it out because he went 15 and 17 without a quarterback. You know, like I think Nick Saban at some point would have figured it out. But looking at Urban, I mean, it was kind of a disaster from the beginning. It felt like there was nobody that was telling him decision-wise, hey, you're not going to be able to do that here,
yes.
Okay? You're going to staff a little bit better.
Yes.
Like there never felt like there was that right-hand guy that understood how things worked and made it a little bit better for Urban. And so when I look at the end of it, I mean, look, they couldn't win any games. It was actually getting worse. They weren't even remotely competitive. And then you start having adults. And then one thing that we all know about pro athletes, when you give them a chance to doubt you, they are going to take that chance. And Urban, for many different reasons, had already lost all these guys. And I think you started to see it every week with play recently.
You know, Ryan, you really brought up something interesting on Urban. It was the first thing out of your mouth. And I think you're right on. And I haven't heard anybody else say this, but you're right on. The NFL is very protective. I mean, just think, they look down at college. Think about this. I would agree, the USC job is potentially a very good job. When it was suggested to Mike Tomlin he may be in the running, I mean, you would have thought it was like a job at a high school. It was like college. And I do think it's taken all these years, Ryan, for the NFL to finally adopt some college schemes, and a lot of people have done it reluctantly, but I felt like this as a member of the media. I felt like the media was rooting against Urban. Like, people I respect, that was my takeaway. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they definitely were. And look, Urban gave ammunition to the arguments against him, whether it was keeping a guy on staff at Ohio State that he felt like he owed the family some sort of debt. You know, we can get into that, but we all know what happened there. And it's just a terrible look for the school, and it was a bad look for Urban. But Urban never really had to answer anybody because he was winning everywhere he went. I mean, this is almost like it's almost hard to fathom that he could be this bad in just 1 year in the NFL, considering what his resume is at every single stop in college and what this guy did. I mean, he was one of the three guys that, you know, I always kind of think when you look at college vacancies and I say, you know, there's only like four or five guys that makes any fan base happy, and most of them aren't available. And Urban would have been one of those guys at his peak. And then you bring in the Iowa strength coach who had all sorts of stuff out there on him that wasn't going to be a popular signing, and he didn't seem to care. And then we have this Lambeau story that the kicker that he kicked apparently happened in August. The team knew and nothing happened. But you're right. I mean, back to the bigger point, you know, the NFL, you can make arguments, were the last to adapt. You know, you could argue the way they were running their offenses, they were behind everyone else, whether it was high school figuring it out and then filtering up to college. Eventually, the NFL's like, maybe we pass a little bit more on first down. Maybe we don't just hand it off with a fullback trap and run it up the middle every time because it's less turnover prone. Maybe we actually start taking advantage of passing attempts on the outside. So, you know, there's an argument to be made the NFL was the last to adapt here, but they are incredibly protective and I would say even more so dismissive of anyone in college coming up thinking that they can succeed. But then you look at the Urban experiment that didn't even last a year, and the NFL feels right about the position, or at least the NFL media or the community is probably the better way to put it.
Yeah. So, you know, this week we had Steph Curry setting a three-ball record. And, you know, I'm not somebody, I don't romanticize the past. I didn't grow up with a traditional childhood, maybe. That's it. You know, I don't know what it is. But when I hear about how great the 80s were, and I'm like, no, they weren't that great. I was here. And I was driving like a 20-year-old car. They weren't that great. And I look at the 80s, and it's like, yeah, that Knicks team that you guys do 30 for 30s on, they didn't have anybody who could shoot, okay? And so I look at Steph, and people say, well, you know, he just, I don't know if he could play in the 80s. And I want to go, no, okay, no. I'm just going to give the floor to you, because I think you're with me on this. The Steph would have struggled in another era. I don't know.
It's one of the dumbest sports positions you can have in any sport going. I mean, we had Oscar Robertson on. I remember when I was filling on Mike and Mike, and I was like, you know, what do you think you guys would do with Steph? He's like, pick him up full court, as if like no one's ever thought of picking him up full court in the decade that he's been in the NBA. I mean, this is Oscar Robertson. Like, this is stuff. I even feel like I feel bad even bringing this up again, because he got so annoyed by it. And then it was funny, because then they kind of like subtly referenced me when he was on a broadcast with the Cavs, which wasn't going to bring up her name. And then we tried to book him like 2 years later, and he was like, who? And they were like, Ryan Russillo's show. And he's like, no, because it was just so dismissive. Now, I think this is an example of like a small group of people that somehow is allowed to represent a larger position that I don't really think is true. If you could do the time machine thing, the minute Steph Curry stepped on the court in the late 80s or early 90s and started pulling up from where he did, people would be like, wait, what is this? Like, this guy makes these? And that's what I've always appreciated about the Steph thing. I'm the biggest Steph fan going. I defend him to the death. Because I think that he's been the greatest teammate of his generation. I think he's the most selfless superstar maybe we have in team sports, certainly in basketball. I mean, he was willing to defer his ego for Durant. He's willing to defer his play for other players around him. He's everything I think you would want a teammate in the face of your franchise. But what I love about him is just a player is that any of us that ever grew up playing basketball, you know, you would watch Jordan, you would watch Dominique, you know, my era, and you would see these things that just felt like superheroes. Like, that wasn't a possibility. You were going to be flying through the air. None of that was going to happen. You're probably a skinny kid, unsure about yourself, playing with the older guys. And then you see Steph do what he's done to this league and play the way he's played. And, you know, I don't think he's going to be a top five player ever. But and some would argue maybe it's more impressive or more important that you've actually changed the game in a way more so than maybe five other players ever did in the history of it. But as I've said, like MJ and those guys were just never obtainable. You were in awe. But when you watch Steph, you have this young generation of players that watch him and feel like it is obtainable because of who he looks and the style of play that he has. So, you know, it's hard to find a bigger media fan of Steph than me. But I was really happy for him because it was odd too, Colin. I don't think anybody really cares about records that much anymore. And baseball kind of did it to itself. I was surprised there was this much interest in a record that was inevitable anyway.
Hey, I want to circle back because you're from the Boston area. And, you know, it's when I, with Mac Jones, Joy and I both said, I'm like, I wouldn't trade a bunch of players to get him. New England needed a quarterback and got him where they got him. I'm okay with it. I don't think his ceiling's that dynamic, but you know he may. We'll see his ceiling very quickly. He is what he is, like Kirk Cousins. You saw very quickly he was mature, a grown up. He hasn't grown way past it, but very quickly with Kirk Cousins, you were like, oh, he's competent. Are you? So it's easy today to say everybody whiffed on Mac Jones, but I want to see him in playoff games against Mahomes and Herbert. Where are you today on Mac? Are we going a little crazy and forgetting he has the best coach and defense in the league? Where do you stand today on him?
Yeah, look, when I watched him at Bama, because I just watched a ton of Bama games like everybody else that loves college football because they're fun to watch, I was always immediately impressed with his footwork in the pocket. You know, I think mobility in the pocket is far more important than mobility and just running around all over the place. I just do, you know, because I think eventually that stuff catches up to you and I think people can adjust to it. It's dynamic and as much fun as it is to watch. Mobility in the pocket, getting clear of free, you know, throwing lanes and that kind of stuff. Is really important. I think for years, because I'm obsessed with the history of how bad quarterback drafting has been, which I don't think that there's some magical way to do it all over. And I don't think everybody doing this for all 32 franchises are all idiots. I just think it's a really hard thing to figure out because, you know, whether it's size, whether it's mechanics, whether it's arm strength, all the things that we are really impressed by, none of them really matter if you can't deal with chaos, right? Like, how do you adjust to the bullets flying on a Sunday?
Yeah,
and it's hard. It's hard to just go, hey, this guy's going to handle it really well and this guy isn't, because that's why we keep getting it wrong all the time, whether we're fans who watch these guys or the guys actually making the decision. So I think Mac, at the very least, had a lot of those things that you would think would translate. But then again, he has a Bama offensive line. He's got four first-round picks running around, and he's got the greatest coach in the history of the college game. So you could understand people doubting it a little bit because I think some of the physical ceiling stuff is apparent in comparison to some of the other guys that we would put ahead him, whether it's Mahomes' arm or Herbert's ability and just some of the physical freaks that I don't think Mac Jones necessarily is. I don't love the Brady comp because, you know, oh, all he has to do is become the next great quarterback of all time over the next 20 years. I mean, that's impossible. But Brady was somewhat physically limited his first year or two.
Yeah.
And they didn't ask him to do anything. I mean, Brady barely threw the ball in that first playoff run for the Super Bowl. So there does seem to be, when you watch Mac regularly, Colin, the real it factor of being in command, having people, you know, resonate, the mistake-free stuff. And really, I think the best development of a quarterback is your risk-reward thing. Are you willing to crank up the risk when your team needs it? Because there's too many guys in this league that fill the stat sheet, but then it's, you know, 8 minutes to go, down 10 points, and you're treating the second to last drive like it's your last drive. There's no urgency. There's no risk. And I think those are hard things to project and why we still keep getting it wrong. And I think Mac seems to have some of those intangibles where he understands the position more so than just how hard you can throw a football.
Yep. Ryan Russillo, The Ringer. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, man.
You bet. You know, those Boston guys have Patriot opinions. I like that. What are they going to do in Jacksonville with their coach? You know, it really is week to week in this league. You know, we always joke, overreaction Monday. Week to week in this league, coach is an idiot, quarterback's a bum. That's why the Urban stuff today, I'm like, no, Urban's as good a college football analyst as the sport has ever had quickly. I mean, he was just great. He's a great college coach. Yeah, the NFL thing didn't work for him, like, at all. But it's like, yeah, he's still competent in two of the three things he's tried. Really competent. But it's hard. The NFL is really hard. And I've had so many friends in this league, and they're like, and it's gotten worse. And I use the word worse. Maybe it's the wrong word. It's so quarterback driven now. Go look at the NFL standings right now. Go look at the first, second place team in all the NFL standings. You're getting excellent quarterback play, all of them. There's no exceptions. Like, Tennessee is the exception, and when they have Derrick Henry, then Ryan Tannehill is good, and he is top 15 in the league. So you don't get that quarterback right. You make some stupid decisions. Personally, it ends and unravels really fast.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate.
Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Mercedes-Benz. They say good things come to those who wait. 2021 Mercedes-Benz family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to test drive one. Go to MercedesBenzUSA.com, MBUSA.com. So what are they going to do with Trevor Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence is this one of the best. Andrew Luck and Trevor Lawrence are the best college quarterback prospects I've seen in 10 years. I always said Andrew Luck was the surest thing since John Elway. Andrew Luck was so good, he got the Colts, a bad team with almost no Pro Bowlers, to the AFC Championship. Like, that's how good he was. They got blown out because they had no players besides Andrew Luck and a decent left tackle. In the end, and a good corner, I think, at one point. Trevor Lawrence, to me, is that class of player. So he started promising. He was bad, got better, now he's regressing. So he's the golden goose. You got to get this thing fixed. He's really the future of the franchise. I would hire Doug Peterson. I have said before, Doug Peterson was my first choice to go to USC. Doug Peterson, we have video evidence, is really good at coaching. It's called the Super Bowl. He beat Brady and Belichick with a backup. We have video evidence. It's nothing against Eric Bieniemy. It's nothing against Todd Bowles. It's not. I don't want to hire somebody who's never been a head coach. Todd Bowles has, didn't work. I have video evidence. He's not going to be learning how to be a head coach. Okay, we just had that in Jacksonville, and it didn't work. I want some guarantees. Doug Peterson can coach. He's a very good coach. He can win big games and playoff games. He can beat Belichick and Brady in the Super Bowl. He's been out of work for about a year and a half. I think he's the choice. He's also a little bit the opposite of Urban. He's all NFL. Urban spent 11 months in the NFL. I told you this before. Urban told me one time, and I'm not joking, 2 years ago, he didn't watch the NFL. Sunday was tape day watching Ohio State or Florida. Urban had no interest in the NFL. When Jimmy Johnson was coaching college football, he would go to NFL camps. Jimmy always wanted to be an NFL coach. Tom Coughlin had been in the NFL position coach. Urban didn't even watch NFL football and admitted it. He had to learn it on the job. And I thought he was smart enough to have some success. I don't know how much success. That is Jacksonville. But Doug Peterson's the opposite. He played for 12 years in the NFL. He was an assistant for 11 years in the NFL. He is an NFL lifer. Like he didn't even consider, his agent did not consider college jobs. Like, didn't even consider it. Bill O'Brien did. Bill O'Brien could do both. Matt Rhule could do both, I think. I think he'll eventually work in the NFL, we hope. But this is different. Like Doug Peterson's an NFL guy, check. NFL friends, check. NFL success, check. NFL head coach, check. And I really think, and again, who knows who's going to work? I mean, Urban Meyer didn't work. Robert Saleh's not working. Arthur Smith, we're up in the air on. This stuff's hard, right? Kyle Shanahan, 7-28 without Garoppolo. This is hard stuff. But Peterson, to me, can fix the Trevor Lawrence issue, and he's the golden goose.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.